So we said we're going to start with Ashrei, being that Ashrei is clearly meant to the stopping point in Pesukei Dezimra, the stop sign in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, where everybody is required to have some kavana, minimal amount of kavana, and the hope is that that'll have an effect on the rest of Pesukei Dezimra. So now, what's the reason why we say Ashrei at all? And we say Ashrei actually three times a day. So it's a Gemara and Brachas, Davdalan and Beis. And the Gemara says, Amar Ravina said, Kal ha'omer tehillah l'David, which is the actual beginning of the Mizmar of Ashrei. It doesn't begin with Ashrei. Ashrei is taken from a different Mizmar. It begins with tehillah l'David. So Kal ha'omer tehillah l'David b'chol yom, anybody who says tehillah l'David every day, shalosh pamim, and three times a day, muftalay shehu ben olam haba, he's guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. Now, typically this is translated to mean that he's guaranteed to have a place in olam haba. Other people say it's guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba, which maybe means something a little different, but we'll take it at the pashat understanding that it means he's guaranteed a place in olam haba. It's pretty heavy. And that's the reason why we say it three times a day, and that's why we say it every day. Now, the Gemara asks, why? What's so special about Ashrei? So the Gemara says, maybe because it has aleph beis, right? The psukim will start with aleph beis. The Gemara says, well, we have a parakuf yutes that has aleph beis eight times. So Mara says, okay, maybe because it has Pesach HaSyudecha, which being the key pasuk of Ashrei, right? So Mara says, Hal HaGadol has different psukim that talk about that inyan. So the Gemara says it has both. It has Aleph Beis and it has Pesach HaSyudecha. So that's the Gemara. The second part of it about what's special about Pesach HaSyudecha, Aleph Beis, we'll get to. But first, let's just discuss this concept itself. So Gemara says that what is the prime objective of every Jew to make your way into Olam Haba, that's what we're all striving for, is accomplished with this very easy, you know, a do-it-at-home solution. Just say Ashrei three times a day, and it's good. We're good. So it does make sense, right? Now, the question is actually a wonderful question. The Beis Yosef asks this question. Beis Yosef also doesn't buy into this. It doesn't make sense. Can't be. And he gives the Teretz, which itself needs a lot of explanation, what the Beis Yosef's Teretz is. But there are a number of other Mefarshim to discuss this. So I want to work with the Mahalach, and I'll give you an analogy. This is a piece of Lego. Mm-hmm. You familiar? You all played with Lego at some point? Now, let's say I told you that I can make the White House out of this piece of Lego. Right, so you want to know what I'm smoking. But if I have a whole bucket of white pieces, and they say I can make a White House out of those bucket of white pieces, so you'll tell me, okay, you know, I don't know if you want to devote your time to specifically that, but probably with a lot of effort, you'll be able to make the White House out of a bucket of Lego. If I come in with a set of detailed instructions, right, in a box that's a model of the White House, then I say, okay, so that's not such a big deal, right? So when we say that Ashrei, saying Ashrei three times a day will bring you into Olam Haba, we don't mean, don't look at Ashrei as one piece of Lego. What will bring you to Olam Haba is a lifetime of Ashrei. A lifetime of Ashreis that you construct together to make a binyan. You construct all these Ashreis three times a day over a whole lifetime. You put piece after piece after piece into a construct, into a binyan, into a creation. It'll create, you'll build your Olam Haba. That's what you have to understand. Now, when you look at it like that, then it makes a lot of sense. This is the work of a lifetime. And then it does indeed make sense that it'll be guaranteed you a place in Olam Haba. The question is, where are the instructions? That's what we're missing, right? So what are the instructions? What are we supposed to be doing with this Ashrei? So there's two, I looked around this farm, discussed different aspects of this, and there's two things here. One of them we'll discuss next week, and this one we'll talk about this week. You say Ashrei every day, and you say Ashrei three times a day. There are different aspects to that. Saying it every day is one concept, and saying it three times a day is a different concept. The idea of saying it three times a day we'll discuss in Rit Hashem next week, what that means and what is that doing for you. But let's talk about what the concept of saying Ashrei every day means. The way I understand it means like this, and this is really a klal for all tefillah, but in specifically for Ashrei as well. Every day, you're really a new person. You have a new set of experiences, right? A person isn't shaped like that. He isn't shaped from one experience. He isn't shaped from one big experience. It makes a big difference in his life. But he's shaped really from the collection of hundreds and thousands of experiences that he experiences every day. So that means with each changing day, you have experienced a whole slew of things that have changed you. If you're different, then your davening needs to be different. You have a different perception on life, however minute, and that different perception will change the way you daven. So which means that davening really requires a certain amount of introspection. If you were Hasidim HaRishayim, took an hour of introspection before you got high enough to be able to daven. Us little people, it could take a little introspection. Now, when you think of it in these terms. When you say Pesach HaSyudacha, right, the key pasuk of Ashrei, so we're addressing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Parnasa, right? So now everybody knows that we've gone through our life and we've had major moments, major Parnasa moments, right? Maybe when we were accepted for a job, right? When we got our first job, maybe when we had a big break, you know, maybe when you had got a big client, you got a raise, whatever it was, everybody has their stage in life where they had that aha moment that, wow, you know, wow, I just got a major benevolence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He really gave me something major. Maybe it's a big gift from your rich uncle. Whatever it was, something that came at the right time when you needed it, just as you were dying for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. And what should have happened is that the next day, you should have said Pesach HaZidach, and it should have been a vastly different Pesach HaZidach. Now, it might have, might not have happened, but that's what should have happened. Now, okay, you'll say, fine, that happens once in a while. That's not an everyday occurrence. Oh, but okay, but we've narrowed it down to at least a couple of times a year when something major happens, and your Ashrei from that point on should reflect that had happened, and you had now a new appreciation for how HaKadosh Baruch Hu touched you. Because when it happened, you did acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this to you, right? It's hard to, usually very difficult to see it any other way, right? For us, being Maiminim, believing Jews, we know that we see it. We see the hand of Hashem. So we see it, we have to reflect it, and revise our Ashrei to acknowledge that. When we say Pesach HaZidacha the next day, and the next 10 days, 20 days, it now has to be a new Pesach HaZidacha with that realization in mind. And you can think about that. You know, like I said last week, Rabbi Avigdor Miller would say, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov, and he would think about his son or his son-in-law. It should be on your mind. Now, like I said, this is a once-in-a-while occurrence. However, what I heard today, this is Taka Men HaShemai, by Rabbi Klavan's Levaya, the Tal. So Rabbi Dr. Theo Heller said that Rabbi Klavan used to like to quote something from Rabbi Schwab, which means when Rabbi Shimon Schwab was the Rav in the Glen Avenue Shul, right? Which is currently, I think, Rabbi Hapfer's Shul, right? So he was the Rav then. So it turns out it's actually printed in Rabbi Schwab on Tefillah. And Rabbi Schwab was actually quoting Rabbi Hirsch. So he said, Rabbi Schwab said that he, in 1931, he got married, and by his Sheva Brachas, there was a grandson of Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Marcus Hirsch. And Rabbi Marcus Hirsch spoke by the Sheva Brachas, and he quoted something that his grandfather of Hirsch had told him when they took a stroll together one time. He said, what they said was that, he says, typically you translate the Pasuk, Pesach HaSyudacha Mesbil Chol Chai Ratzin. Because Baruch Hu opens his hand, and he gives every person Ratzin. So Ratzin typically is translated to mean what they need, Ratzin, their desires. He fills their all desires. So I first said, there's another way to understand this. The way you can understand it is, Ratzin is a lashon of Yehi Ratzin Melefanecha. You should be your will. Yehi Ritzui Echav. It should be accepted. His language is goodwill, benevolence. Right? In German, it's Wohlgefallen. So there's the concept of Ratzin also means acceptance. You should appear well. You should be favored. So Hirsch went on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your parnasa, provides you with the chen, with the favor that you need, and it's something you need every day in your job. And it's in all aspects of your job. It's certainly when you want, you know, someone to read your, want an interview to go well, and someone to take you as a job, but then it's a day-to-day thing. You have a client. Why is the client selecting you? Why is the client using your services? He likes you. You appeal to him. Why is someone buying your product? Why is someone using your service? Because he likes what you have. He likes you, more often than not. Why is your boss like what you wrote up? Why does he like your report? Why is he giving you a raise? Or why is he, you know, happy with your work? Why are your coworkers working well with you and showing you appreciation? That is Ratzon. He says that is something which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And he says on a large scale, we often don't even have any clue why it is like that. Do we know why this product took off? There are people spending hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars trying to figure that out, right? Why did this product take off? Why is this service? Why is this guy so popular? Why is this product so popular? Why is this service? Why does everybody want to work with this company? Why are people going to Walmart? Why aren't they going to Kmart? These are things that are the part and parcel of every person's day, many times a day. The fact that I'm not putting people to sleep is also a Pesach HaSidacha. Was be Elchach HaRatzon. So...
Now they're awake.
Yeah, it always works. So, the acceptance that any person gets at any point in when he's trying to do his job is in a direct Pesach HaSidach. And Rabbi Schwab adds a point like this. This is a very chashuv point. This is Rabbi Schwab's own addition. He says, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu said that Hamal Hagar Laisi Mikal Ra, that a Malach was sent to redeem me. But he says, when Yaakov Avinu spoke about Parnasa, he said, Hashem Haraya Aisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides Parnasa. Which means, this aspect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it, that people approve of you, people want you, people favor you, and use your services, buy your product, use you as a client, your boss wants you, is a direct touch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no intermediaries. That's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to you directly. And that's something that we can apply every day. We see it day to day. We appreciate it day to day. We have it. We experience it from day to day, and each day it can change our Pesach HaSidacha, and it's meant to change our Pesach HaSidacha, and we're meant to build on yesterday's Pesach HaSidacha, and put it together with tomorrow's Pesach HaSidacha, and then it doesn't become a bucket of a bunch of random white pieces, but rather, it's a very clearly defined construct. We have, yes, if we put together yesterday's Pesach HaSidacha with today's Pesach HaSidacha with tomorrow's, and with those major, you know, heart-stopping moments where Hashem does a major thing for us, then suddenly we create a whole binyan. And that's something we can understand. It can bring us to Ben Olam Haba. That can make us be muftach that we're Ben Olam Haba. But it does require some stopping and thinking. And that's what we do. We have to stop at Pesach HaSidacha. It does require some little inner reflection, and it really requires having our eyes open during the day. And that's a challenge. So the challenge is, for this coming week, this is the challenge. Challenge is, we have a week now, and I'm challenging myself as well. You could try to do it every day, or you could try to do it once over the week. Find something, see something, reflect on it, and revise your ashrei. Have a different ashrei. Have a different Pesach Zidacha, because of what happened to you. See something that happened to you, and then the next day when you say Pesach Zidacha, you'll say, I'm saying Pesach Zidacha differently. I saw Hashem's hand. He was Mizbil Chol Chai Ratzon. Either that, or he was Pesach HaSidacha. He opened and he gave. I think we can really change it. And then we can start seeing how it really does follow from day to day. If we start it, we build it, we can see it going. We'll see, Mirtz Hashem, and this ties into what the concept of Aleph Beis in Ashrei is, that there are many messages in Ashrei. There are many Nekudas that Ashrei brings out, which are all, they all come together, they all form together and connect together as a binyan, as much as Aleph Beis is a binyan. Aleph Beis is a construct. And as we go along, we'll see how we can incorporate every aspect of our life and then change it day to day based on how we say our ashrei. Rosh Hashem, we should be able to do that.
When Chazal said,